Even the fallen ones should be remembered, right? Uttered you would have those words to me a million times if you were still alive. Honest truth is, I really wish you were. I never got a chance to know you at all, not even in pictures. Looking back, this hourglass transformed into years of a mess. I've been praying tirelessly to eventually crawl out victorious, hidden pain and secret tears endlessly poured in each verse. If you can hear me, whisper back, I need some luck. Life's tough, I think mine often gets way out of track. I find myself sipping on things like liquefied rum. I grew up too fast, we were separated right from birth. You knew that I'd be raised by your love, indirectly at least. It's a promise they kept secret for as long as it stood. When I found out the truth, it hurt. I forced myself to come to terms with my adolescent emotions. I let it go in a way. My soul flew frigid into a dreadful direction. I resisted thinking about you. It turned to a hopeless mission. 30 years later, I find myself confessing openly. I'm stuck in this place, still exactly where you left me. Path to be taken, too vast of a space. I'm scared I might never get the time to at least visit your grave, where God's light shines your spirited face. I hope you were safe, conversing with the angels about my incredible, unforeseen fate. I figure you already know everything I'm to say before it happens. Men don't cry, neither do lads. I'm a big boy now, a grown man. I'm not supposed to question, yet it lingers. Kindly tell me why. My pen curves out, a suppressed form of rage. It's what my audience sees when I jointly sit back and listen to my vocal mood. That eerie silence turbulently interjects with my tonal variations. Yeah, in my words, it perfectly reflects my personal disturbance, the sky deep troubles of my hurt, how I struggle down here, mostly alone. I'm professionally accustomed to loneliness, befriended, solitude almost like I entirely fear attachments. That half of me ever too comfortable to face it all alone. I wish you were here though, by my side to guide me on. I've written too many poems and never published even one. It's got everyone saying I'm wasting my time, my gift. I should be out there chasing the dollar bill, rattly, madly engrossed in the filth, involved in the process. If you can hear me, whisper back, I need some luck. Life's tough, I think mine often gets way out of track. I find myself sipping on things like liquefied rum. Tell me, mom, would you approve of this? Probably encourage me to go crazy, losing myself to material things that could damage me. Allow me to be fanatically addicted to money. Would you let me? Not sure, mommy. Guess it adds up to why I'm tentative about it. Wherever you are, pray for me to gather courage and bless me to discover the power of my talent. Rightfully, I need to elevate so that your biological gene can finally change some lives around. I'm sure you'd be happy. It would resonate with my name, not Aryan Hurt, you know, the one non-affiliated to fame. I feel the connection between starting to blossom after years away. I hope it doesn't mean I'm about to join you on the other side. Well, even if it is so, I'm brave enough to follow the mortal tide. Men don't cry, neither do lads. I'm a big boy now, a grown man. I'm not supposed to question, yet it lingers. Kindly tell me why.